This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu highlighted priorities of government during her address to joint sitting of both houses of parliament. The president said that agro, dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. She added that a major problem of small farmers is related to storage, and the centre has commenced work on a scheme to create the world's largest storage capacity in the cooperative sector. In a nearly hour-long address, President Murmu also highlighted the government initiatives for infrastructure development, saying that over 380,000 kilometres of village roads have been constructed in the last 10 years under the Prime Minister Gram Sadak Yojana. Talking about the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which will come into force from the 1st of next month, the President emphasised that now justice will get priority over punishment, which also conforms to the spirit of the Constitution. Pointing towards the responsibility of members of Parliament, the President highlighted that opposition to policies and obstruction of parliamentary functioning are two different things. During the President's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over the issues related to NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. The special PMLA court at Ranchi in Jharkhand extended the judicial custody of former Chief Minister Hemant Soren by 14 days. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader Soren is lodged in Birsa Munda Central Jail in Ranchi on charges of money laundering through land scam. Hemant Soren, along with 11 other accused persons, were produced before the special court through video conferencing yesterday. The next court appearance of all the accused will be on 11th of July. Charge sheet has already been filed against them in the court. The former chief minister was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on 31st of January after several hours of interrogation. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME Jigden Ram Manji, launched two new schemes on World MSME Day in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme MSME Team aims to facilitate 5 lakh micro and small enterprises for open network for digital commerce. On the other hand, the Yashaswini campaign focuses on mass awareness to formalize women-owned informal micro-enterprises and provide necessary support and assistance. Addressing the Udyami Bharat event on the occasion, Mr. Manji said, "In a fast-changing industrial landscape, the MSMEs need to align themselves to adopting digital and technological solutions." He said, as part of the ongoing reforms of the government, legal reforms in the MSME sector will work as a force multiplier. Speaking to the media, Mr. Manji said, "The development of individuals from the most economically disadvantaged backgrounds is contingent upon fostering entrepreneurship." India has made a contribution of $1.16 million to the United Nations for the promotion of Hindi. R. Ravindra, the Charge d'Affaires of India's permanent mission, handed over a cheque to Ian Phillips, the Director of the News and Media Division of the UN's Department of Global Communications, DGC, yesterday for Hindi at UN project to expand the use of Hindi in the World Organization. India partnered with the DGC since 2018 when the Hindi at UN project was launched to enhance the public outreach for the United Nations in the Hindi language. In cricket, India stomped into the final of NEN's T20 World Cup after thrashing defending champions England by 68 runs in the semi-final in Guyana last night. Put into bat, India posted 171 runs with a loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Rohit Sharma, with 57 runs off 39 balls, was the top scorer for Team India. Chasing the target 172 runs, England were wiped out with just 103 in 16.4 overs. India will take on South Africa in the summit clash at Barbados tomorrow. This is India's third entry into the final of the tournament. Indian track athlete Kiran Pahal has qualified for the Paris Olympics to be held next month in the women's 400-meter event. The 24-year-old from Haryana clocked 50.92 seconds in the semi-finals at the ongoing National Interstate Senior Athletics Championships in Panchkula yesterday. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.